A love poem to water. The water has always been there. In every story needing relief, needing life, needing a moment, a sip or sometimes a gulp so heavy and full you'd be okay drowning in it. The water holds you inside and out, says, swallow and be still, as you lift the glass to your lips, or as she pushes you down her body, or hugs you as you swim through her. And is that not love in its most refreshing form? Then the companies came and made a commodity of her, turned our love into a business plan, a political stance, polluted and tainted, bottled and distilled, told us to buy her instead. What does it mean when you can no longer trust the water? When clean water is now a debate, where do we turn? I fill up my water bottle knowing it is a privilege. I brush my teeth and swish and spit knowing it is a privilege. I shower knowing it is a privilege. This summer will mark the third that my family living in Flint will be visiting. And I wonder if my cousins will still hesitate before drinking from the tap or jumping in the pool. For now, I write love poems to the water, until the research can fight for her or until she gives up on us, in hopes she will remember us when man is through with her.